I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, Barry.
What?
I don't know if it's just that we've reached the breaking point.
Of?
Or just the fact that sometimes we just get sick and tired of the people that just want to bring hate.
Uh-huh.
I'm just checking back up on Twitter. And to you and to me, from our dear friend, and I use that with air quotes, Clayton. Oh, it took 36 minutes to start talking sports.
I don't even see this tweet.
I got it 24 minutes ago.
Are you sure it was to me? Because I only see a few
tweets. Would you like to glance at it right here?
Oh, no, I don't know. Why
maybe you've already blocked
those.
Him previously.
It could be.
Might have X-nayed him already.
Maybe it's this quality filter thing. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not seeing. I only have a few tweets from Ojefe, and that's it.
See, that's why I said, and I prefaced this earlier in the show, if you pay attention. Sometimes stories are, not you.
Oh.
I already know that going in. Sometimes stories are already beat to death by the time we get to them. That's what we get when we're in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes we mix it up a little bit. Not that we're not going to get to them. Like, I was just going to get to the Tiger Woods story, which has been on the top of mind of a lot of folks last night and this morning. But since most shows have already at least glanced on it, and we want you to have fresh information because your day doesn't get to do a reset button, and your day may have already gone to where you were in the car and heard some of this. But we're going to get to it. So just relax, okay? If you guys all want to be PDs, which is program director for those of you not in the biz, then guess what? Get on like some kind of website and start going to school and try and figure it out on your own time, but don't be critical of us.
I found it. I figured out what...
What's this quality filter? Like, do you have like a filter?
Yeah, here's the deal. I had... my bad. And Clayton, go to hell. my bad. There's a setting on Twitter that says mute notifications from people you don't follow, who have a default profile photo, who haven't confirmed their email. I apparently muted it from people that I don't follow, and I don't know how long that's been on there. So that's why I wasn't seeing the tweets. But now I see that David has tweeted to me. My bad, David. He said, as long as you don't put AJ's name on it, you should be fine. Well, my food. Deshaun, who doesn't love a good Pop-Tart? That was Deshaun. So, yeah, my bad. I had the filter on there. That's, oops. All right.
That's been rectified. That's an oops, maybe not oops.
There's Chris Davis, Jason Hebert. No wonder. I was like, you know, I must have pissed a bunch of people off because everyone stopped tweeting to me. Well, no, my stupid ass had a filter on the whole time.
Were your feelings hurt?
No. It was kind of nice, actually. My weekend was very silent.
Now you can turn it back on when you need it.
Usually I'll walk away for like an hour, and then I come back to my phone, and there's like 25 Twitter messages, and I'm like, what the hell? Especially like during a game or whatever. It was so quiet. Like, wow, all the way through Memorial Day, that was nice. Whoops.
El Jefe, by the way, had a great idea. Just put David Gao's name on the boxes.
Yeah.
That would stop most.
That's a genius idea.
Well, let me just say that. It is a genius idea, but let me say this. Around here, it probably wouldn't stop everyone. There's some people that just either they can't read or they would just absolutely just defy it and go do it anyway.
Lenny said he can't wait until I forget the trap I said to eat my own pubes.
That's
That would be something I would
do,
too.
You know what would be great? To get your reaction.
my stupid ass would do something like
that. If you realized it somewhere out here in the, where we could, just, that would be classic.
You just, halfway through the show, you just hear me going.
And be like, what the heck is that? And then it would sink in.
You'd be like, oh, Barry ate his own pew pizza. Oh.
And it would be one thing for you to be coughing it up, but the minute that it sunk in to your brain and you went, at least oh, I mine. Know who this is.
Yeah, I know what this is. Those aren't alfalfa sprouts.
It would be that sound getting farther away in the distance, and you hear Barry going, ah! You run into the bathroom. Trying to gargle and
hear me gagging. Oh, gosh.
That is good classic radio.
Yeah.
So let's get to this caller, Steve. Steve doesn't really want to have a story to tell.
I know.
But he does really want to talk about this. So, Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Steve?
How you doing?
Hey, I got a little food story. You worked out at Chevron. It's about 2 years ago. We actually labeled it Food Gate. Out in the control room, we had two refrigerators, 10 guys per shift, so there's about 40 of us rotating. And every Thursday night, we were supposed to clean out the refrigerators. Well, it was a common understanding if someone left their food, that night or throughout the week, you would clean it out, you would put their Tupperware or their coffee mugs or whatever, you'd wash it, you'd sit on the counter for them to pick it up. Well, one day, particular day, someone's Tupperware was thrown out. It got onto people's food, started getting thrown out before they could even eat it. And then it was coffee mugs were thrown out. We had people accusing each other. It got to the point to where managers got involved. You got called in the office and you were questioned if you knew anything, if you seen anything. This actually went on for a couple of months. And it finally came out that a contractor was upset, and he was the one who did it, and they actually canned him guess labeled it as theft.
Wow.
So you lose your job over the company fridge.
Yeah, that's not a good.
So maybe this is what you're after? This is your end result? This is
no,
what you want?
I don't want to get anyone fired.
You want justice?
I just want justice. I want swift, unmerciful justice. What I want a pizza. That's what I want. Whoever did it owes me a pizza. That's how I look at it. You give me a pizza. Actually, don't. Give me the money for a pizza.
Because you'll get I don't trust them bringing me a pizza and you'll pocket the cash.
No, I don't trust them bringing me a pizza because there might be stuff on there.
You'll get the pizza for free and you'll pocket the cash.
No, I won't. I would buy a pizza with the money, and but I don't trust them to bring me. Look, I have a rule.
Well, first of all, I know that already. I'm with you.
Like potlucks, when I was in corporate world, there would be a potluck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't participate because I don't know these people's kitchens. I don't know how dirty these people are. Half the people I work with probably have roaches in their kitchen. I don't want to eat food from it.
So you wouldn't get the booyah on people, Channel 2
no,
from
you,
those kitchens?
Some people let their cats get on the counter. That with their piss paws from the litter box, and they're just walking around the counter all nasty. I'm not eating food. I can't see. No. Mm-mm.
So unless nope. Barry knew that the game show host on 2 gave him the booyah, want to get food from ya, that you wouldn't.
I don't know what that is. What are you
We've
doing?
We talked about that. This guy on Channel 2 has stolen Marvin Zindler's bit about slime in the icebox, but he does the whitest booyah if you're restaurant passed inspection.
So he stole from Marvin Zindler and Stuart Scott.
Yeah, both.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But you know what he is? Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
Hey, we got more show to get to. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. We've got Eldrick to talk about. We've got Bean Brawls to talk about. We got all kinds of stuff. How about we get a little Photoshop to talk about with Tiger Woods?
What?
Yes. Plenty to get to right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's Usual Suspects. ESPN. You know, because you listen. Whether it's because it's for your daily enjoyment or it's because you want to admit how much your life sucks by taking shots at us, we're still here for you.
We
and
are.
You're still listening.
We are indeed. Real quick, I know we got to do sports. I know. Okay, fine. Let's just do sports. I'll bring it up in the 3 o'clock hour. I know we got to do sports.
How are you going to?
I don't even want to do sports.
I know.
No, he's like angry that he has to talk about sports.
But at the same time, how are you going to tease it, say, hey, one thing, and then you know, and then you say, no, let's just go to sports?
Yeah,
at
because.
At this point, just do what you got to do.
Yeah, because I don't feel like hearing it. Hey, think you did anything meaningful to talk sports? Okay, well, let's talk sports.
The guy just came out of the balcony at the Muppet Show to
bring,
do that?
I'll bring it up at 3 o'clock.
Just do it now,
no,
for God's sake.
No, I don't want to. We'll wait. We'll wait till 3. We'll talk movies and such. Right. I watched some movies. I got the Cody fired up this weekend.
Okay.
I have thoughts on things.
That's shocking to me. By the way, one mystery has been solved, Nick.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, boy.
Found out who put it on the whiteboard this weekend that was tweeted out.
Who
fart
was it?
During, make fart noises during Joel's live reads.
It was you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was me.
And Michael
I
Carroll,
had a feeling. I wasn't
it,
sure.
Michael Carroll, who tweeted it. Was
I liked it right away.
So willing to throw Barry under the bus quickly. He goes,
oh, yeah.
Think about it. Who was here this weekend? I go, what, a pizza stealer? And he goes, no. Who was here that co-hosts your show that also does a show on Sundays? I go, boom, got it. Thanks.
I write on the board all the time. Like, he's got this thing where he's like breathing, phrasing, and then I put farting. And those are the things that you should pay attention to when you're doing reads. So, yeah, I just.
But don't you dare fart when Barry's in the studio.
I put some.
Don't.
Yeah, that's gross. Why
no,
would you
not.
Do that?
It's a natural bodily function.
No, it's rude. So I was taking a crap. You going to take a crap right here on the
I
desk,
might.
Joel?
I might.
No, that's gross. You know, are you going to pee in the
I
corner?
I might stick a fork in it, too, and say, hey, lunch is served.
You're going to pee
put
in
the kitchen
corner?
When I'm done.
You're going to pee because that's natural?
Maybe.
No, that's gross.
That's
just depends
that's
on how much I've had to drink.
That's disgusting. But, yeah, I leave Michael Carroll messages on his board all the time, and that happened to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't do it.
That's why we call it, that's why it's going to be the Big Balla.
What?
The Big Balla. B-A for Barry, L-A for Laminack. He's got his own Big Balla network. The Big Balla network of fun and games. Whether he's solving crimes in the office or leaving messages on boards or deleting inappropriate textures. It's the Big Balla network. It's alive and well in this studio, regardless of what the Ball family wants to do on the other side of the world or the country. Big Balla. Or do you want to be Lil Balla?
I'm just letting
L-I-L.
You, I'm letting you do your thing.
Why don't we just get to movies then? So Tiger Woods has been all over everybody's Twitter feeds, social media, news outlets. He gets stopped 3 a.m. near his house, but going the wrong direction. He has a restaurant also outside of Jupiter, Florida. He has a house on Jupiter Island. He gets stopped, and the big story is DUI. So everybody thinks he's been drinking. Now
well,
he
that's not what DUI is.
Driving under the influence, right.
Yeah, that could be drugs. That could be pain
what I'm
meds,
saying, the social media, even a lot of outlets. One guy went so far, I think it was actually Tim Kalishaw, who's a pretty well-known writer, went on this whole diatribe how Tiger needs to get help for alcoholism and how drinking can do this and drinking can do that. And then it comes out this morning that there was no drinking involved.
He blew a 0-0.
Now, some people say you can blow that and still have had drinks,
well,
which I question. But,
now, yeah, if you're on pills, you're going to blow a zero if you hadn't been drinking.
Right. And his people got out in front of this and got a statement from him to come out last night so that they were far ahead of whatever happened when the actual results were released. And the results seemed to match up with what he was saying. However, whether it's you – the instructions say don't take it on an empty stomach, and he took it on an empty stomach, which Nick and I were talking about. I've been there, done that, and as much as I thought, oh, food's coming, I ordered it, so I'm going to take it now. By the time the food got there, I was speaking in some gibberish language and needed...
Really?
Oh, it was awful.
That's great.
Yeah, it was, but it was crazy. Like, we were all at a round table kind of like this, a bunch of my buddies, and we were having dinner here in town, and I had just had... a procedure done on my back. So I had the Vicodin. And it says, you know, take on a full stomach. Well, we had ordered appetizers and things, so I figured by the time it gets here, so I'll just take this now. Well, the appetizers didn't show up for a couple minutes, and all of a sudden, the guys were like, you went from coherent conversation about whatever everybody was talking about to just kind of like Harry Carey meets Daffy Duck. I was just like...
Nice.
And they thought I was joking at first, and then eventually they had to just drive me home and dump me on the couch and realize I'll get my car the next day.
Joel sure can't party.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when they say it hits you like a ton of bricks.
This was his quote. I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly.
Well-written PR statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely PR spin.
I was going to say, do you believe that?
Here's the thing. The surgery was over a month ago, if it was related to the back. So you've done this concoction before. There had to be some indication that it was pretty strong and was probably having somewhat of an effect on you. But also, 3 a.m.?
That's my question.
3 a.m. And, by the way, heading away from both your restaurant and your house. And then, supposedly, but now what the police report is starting to back up, the vehicle was not moving. He was on the stretch of highway, pulled over on the right side of the road. The car was running. The lights were on. He was asleep at the wheel. And then when they ran him through the sobriety test...
He failed. Yeah.
But okay, so a couple of things are going through my head listening to all this. One, you're Tiger Woods. You've made more money than most people make in like 10 lifetimes, and you're not done making money. But you can't either do, if you want to go cheap and do the Uber or get me, then go ahead. But you could also have a driver. I mean, but one way or the other, you're putting some people's lives potentially at risk too, getting behind the wheel, whether you think that you're not affected or for whatever reason you're okay to drive.
Yeah, but if you're high or your meds are jacked up, you're not thinking that. You're not thinking, you know what I need? I need to get me a driver.
Like Barry, you're feeling some kind of way.
You're whacked out.
But you're still feeling some kind of way to know that.
No, evidently not. I mean, I could see that. Did you? Were you coherent enough to be like, hey, guys, I know I sound Harry Carey and Daffy Duck, but y'all need to take me home? Probably not.
I was. I mean, I knew something. I mean, it doesn't matter because my communication level was not that of enunciating clearly. But you could tell. You could tell progressively as it was happening, something didn't feel right. And then all of a sudden, then it was full blown.
But yeah, I mean, everything's going to affect people differently. And you don't know decision making wise where he was at the point where he decided to drive. I mean, you don't know if he can make a good rational decision at that point. You know, it's almost like muscle memory where I got to be somewhere. I got to get home. I'm going to get in this car and get myself home.
Like,
you don't know. I'm not making excuses for the guy. I'm just saying it's easy to judge if you don't know everything that's going on. And I'm not going to sit here and say what he did was okay. But I'm certainly, I mean, without knowing all the facts, because one, I even made the joke when it first came out, which, by the way, people totally didn't get it. But I was like, oh, Tiger Woods got, you know, arrested for DUI. Big deal. John Daly has been driving drunk for years. Like, a lot of people didn't get it. It's a golf joke.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to make assumptions on what he did or pass judgment because I don't know. All I know is it's sad where he's at in his life, whether it was just a mistake on prescription drugs or not, or just, you know, him just getting, you know, getting high or whatever. But it's tough to pass judgment. And just like you said, when that guy wrote the whole article about him drinking,
yeah,
we don't know.
Well, and so on Golf Channel, they brought Nota Begay, which was his college roommate at Stanford, who's now on the Golf Channel as an announcer, but has also been through, he's sober now, but he went through all of this like 17 years ago, but is in the inner circle with Tiger. And then Mark Rolfing, who we've had on the show, talk about the fact that they went on at length about this is the come to Jesus moment. This is where he really needs intervention. He needs help. They kept going on and on. Nota kept saying, I went through, you know, a whole thing where I had to get sober and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, they even tried to ask him, have you talked to him yet? And he kind of skimmed over that part of it. But again, everybody made the assumption that right from the get-go, he was hammered. He was drinking. This is a problem. He needs help. This is like... just, you know, the culmination.
It is still kind of a red flag, even though there was no alcohol. Because look, I'm just speaking from my experience. I've gotten root canals and I got prescribed Vicodins and hydrocodones. For me, it was like 3-4 hours and I was kind of over the effect. They pulled this guy over at 3 o'clock in the morning. Remember, this is Sunday night going into Memorial Day. When did you take the pills? Like, when did you take the pills to make you go completely out of it at 3 o'clock
Maybe
in the morning?
Maybe he was headed home and did like what Joel did and said, you know what? I'm going to be home in 20 or 30 minutes or whatever. I'll go ahead and take the pills now. And they kicked in sooner than he thought. And now he's like, oh, crap, I better pull over.
So at what?
You don't know. That's my whole point, is we can make all these assumptions, but no one really
knows.
Well,
there's no assumption being made.
You bring up a great point, though. When did he take them?
I think
that's don't know when it kicks in. So a lot of people are quick to – and look, I've been a Tiger Woods fan ever since he came on the scene. I made bets with friends that he was going to break Jack's record. We all knew at the height of his game how good he was. It's sad to see how far he's fallen. It's a tragedy to see how you can fall from greatness like this. But I didn't pass judgment. I hoped for the best, but it didn't. I got to admit, based on how everybody portrayed this situation, it did not sound good.
No, it didn't. But you know, you have to go off of what the speculation in the media and everything else. And yeah, it's sad. And I just, I don't know. I hate to rush to judgment. It's hard to find the truth in all this.
It is, but you know,
because he's got PR and he's always been so guarded and. You know, I don't know.
Well, and speaking of that, too, and you don't know if his agent had anything to do with this, but when SportsCenter broke the news, we've all seen the mugshot by now, and if you haven't, you know that he's desperately hanging onto the ledge trying to keep the follicles up on top of his head. But he had like a fuzzy, disheveled do. SportsCenter breaks the news, and they photoshopped it to give him a clean top to his dome so that he looked tidy.
Wow.
And it's like, why can't we just report the news?
Yeah.
Show the mugshot. It is what it is. You're going to be seeing it a million times on social media and on TV. People aren't going to notice that you may have doctored that a little bit.
A little bit.
And you think the agent got involved or what happened?
Could be.
I'll let you just take your Kendrick Lamar to break. Nick, again, forgot. But then he stopped.
The hash pipe song was for him being Tiger Woods. And then I faded it down.
Oh. See what you did there now.
You weren't paying attention to the show.
I'm pulling a Nick. I pulled a Nick. Who knew? All right. We're at the halfway point, and we still have an hour and a half to go. So if you want to join the show, please do. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right stroke, put a
baby in a spiral. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! We're still here. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects. Till 4. Some of you must have had one hell of a weekend because you still think it's Monday.
Yeah. Eric Resendez is like, are you guys going to do Monday movie moments? I was like, bro, it's Tuesday. Jeez. You didn't work on Monday. Well, that doesn't change the day. It's still Tuesday. If we, you know, other than the fact that we missed way back Wednesday, we had to turn it into Throwback Thursday.
One time.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can do it. There's no Tuesday movie moments with Trey. It's Monday. And so we'll have it, and it'll be the last one next week. We're retiring.
You can take Trey to the movies on a Tuesday.
No.
And still have a moment.
No, it'll be the last one. It's the one Trey wanted to do. And I will say this about the Monday movie moments with Trey. This one coming up is The Big Lebowski, Trey's favorite movie. And I was a bit worried. It's not an angry black guy, which we know is how Trey shines. Michael Carroll said it might be his favorite that we've done.
Wow.
He said it might be the funniest. It might be his favorite. So, no pressure, but this could be big. So, you're going to want to listen Monday at 2:30.
Well, now you've already set the expectations so high.
Finish strong.
That's the thing. We're gonna do this one on Monday. We'll retire it. Maybe we'll bring one or two back just for nostalgia purposes. But this will be it. We're not going to record anymore.
I still say at least even one time. We just need to have him do some serious rap lyrics.
I want him to write his own rap. I'll make a beat for him, and then he could just do his own. That would be good, too. I think I want to hear Trey Flo.
Okay.
No?
Big Ball of Production.
No?
You're going to make a beat for him?
What is the Big Ball of Productions?
You are Big Balla.
Okay. This is weird.
Everything's weird to you. It doesn't matter. So Joe Trevino, who has volunteered several other times, volunteered again on Twitter because he wanted to bring you some sausage.
Nope.
And some ribs.
Yeah, he's like, you're lost.
Some potato salad.
I'm good.
Now, Nick, he followed up by saying, well, you're lost, Barry. I'm sure Nick and Joel would be all over it. Your thoughts?
You going to eat food from a listener that cooks it for you?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that.
I want you guys to understand that it's nothing personal. I have a healthy skepticism for people making food out of my sight.
I guess it's kind of weird because we do accept food and free stuff from people that we consume, like that we don't even know. They bring it to the station, but yeah, it's usually someone.
Those are like businesses.
Sponsors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pizza Livino.
For potential sponsors.
Yeah. When my dude brought cases of Dr. Pepper, they're closed.
Sealed.
When they brought beer, closed. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, just some dude rolling up with a rack of ribs.
If you bring me an open bottle of vodka, I might take that. I might take
what?
Like, if it's open.
That's how you know you've been here too long.
You've given me your word that you didn't put your mouth on it.
Nick, you've given me your word? That's all it takes? I promise, Nick, I didn't touch.
I didn't dip the tea bag and test the water like before a trustworthy guy. I put it in the drink for you.
It's goose.
Give it that Sneer
goose. Of course.
Yeah.
No. Adrian had a good point, by the way, about Tiger. Yeah. And you guys saying, how do you not know? He did say sometimes you could take Ambien and go driving and not even know you went driving. You wake up the next morning and you're like, why is the car in the street? Like, that happens. My wife was telling me about Ambien. Like, she said there are people that wake up in the middle of the night on Ambien and will go in there and eat garbage out of the garbage can or eat Crisco, just Crisco oil. Not oil, but the fat.
The white.
The lard.
Pasty.
Just straight. She's like, Ambien, that stuff messes you up. So, it's possible. I mean, I wouldn't
Again, and I'm not trying to point out the negative, and I'm not trying to assume anything, but you would think a guy like Tiger Woods, who's been prescribed meds quite a bit, considering all the injuries, you would know when to take them. You would know when to take something like that.
Well, but again, we don't know when.
If you're prescribed Ambien, you should
them.
Know when to take them. And you're driving.
But you know how many times we've all been there before where we said, oh, God, I was supposed to take that medication at like 10 and I forgot. But you're still going to take it when you remember that you forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been there. I totally believe that's something that's happened. I'm sure that's happened to my mom. I've never forgotten to take medication. I'm like, well, I'm driving anyway. Let me pop this thing. Like, I would think someone would think that through. Again, I don't know when he took it.
See, and I understand Barry's point because, to be honest, I was hoping for the best that something was going to come out of this where it wasn't that he has now an addiction problem, though he was labeled as such starting last night. But the thing that was just puzzling to me, and maybe, Barry, you're right, that he didn't even know, because the big story last night was it was 3 a.m. and he was driving away from his house and his restaurant. So basically insinuating he was probably up to no good. He was probably going somewhere where maybe one of his there were people assuming, we know his previous past record of rendezvous. Mm-hmm. But again, now it comes out and he wasn't lying that he wasn't drinking. And there are legitimate reasons why you could assume that this was a mistake. Honest mistake.
Yep.
But yet people are quick to crucify. And ever since the 9-iron through the back window after the hydrant was knocked over, it has been people that have been lining up to take shots at him.
So are you officially, do I have you officially changing your stance?
I didn't take a stance. I was basically agreeing with you.
That's what I'm saying. Are you kind of on my, hey, let's, we don't know everything.
Yeah, I mean, from the get-go, I was, but I didn't, based on all the reports is what I was getting to when I was highlighting all these things, was that basically people had already, the judge and jury of social media and otherwise, had already incriminated him.
Yeah.
But when you start, I mean, first of all, look, we all know how the spin goes of PR, but especially with professional athletes, but when a PR staff comes out and realizes their ass is on the line if they make a statement like that, and then this morning the police report says he blew a .15. There had to be some substance to that for them to be able to be okay saying, okay, no, we're coming out tonight and we're making the statement. This was not an alcohol bender. Booze was not involved. And this was a mistake. you start now when the report, when the police report does come out, you start now to maybe believe, hey, there might be some validity here.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, I'll never take Ambien again. My kids had me on YouTube with all the crazy stuff I did. I'm telling you, people do. I would want to do it. Like, I would want to take one just to see, because there's no telling the dumb stuff that I would go do. But I would want my wife to, like, babysit.
Ambien is more, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's Ambien more not, it's not more of a pain reliever. It's more of a sleep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
But that's the thing is, yeah, you go to sleep, but then you wake. People drive, people eat, people do crazy things on Ambien. Because apparently it'll get you. Here's a text. True Ambien story. My mother-in-law staying at our house took it, walked into our room, got in our bed, and hardcore spooned me in her dead sleep. Had to wake my wife up to get her mom up. Asked her the next day, and she had no idea she did it.
Okay, now that's a crazy-ass story. I didn't expect that. But, I mean, to the point where she got in the bed spooned. I mean,
yeah. I'm telling you, you do crazy things. Now, see? Now, that would be someone where you're like, oh, what are you doing? Like, why are you taking that? You don't know how these things affect people,
My
man.
Next question, though, would be, was that the first time you took Ambien, or was that the seventh time you
took Ambien? It doesn't matter.
Because if it's the seventh time or the eighth time, you're irresponsible. Honestly.
Why?
Because you should know when and where to take
it. If she doesn't remember that she did it, then
you'd
how would she know?
You have a witness to tell you what you did.
Yeah. If she had taken it six times before by herself and went and spooned with the dog and ate a bucket of Crisco, but she's at the house by herself, how does she know that the next day?
I'm also of the belief that someone could take medication, get a bad reaction from it, and then realize, you know what, the next time I take that medication, I'm not going to take it like that.
You know what, I woke up with dog hair all over me and Crisco on my face. What's going on here? Yeah.
You got to be more educated about the stuff you put in your body.
But again,
period.
You don't know what's going on. If you're just like, wow, I slept really good last night. I don't know why I woke up all greasy. But
yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You're not going to change my mind on it. I'm with you. But
here's another scenario to think about. Because even if it's not Ambien induced, some people sleepwalk. Some people have, and I'm not saying it for the Tiger Woods case, but it made me laugh when you were saying this.
I have sleep sex.
So when I first moved to Houston, right, I had two roommates. It was one of my buddies from ever since I was small, and then one of the guys that I worked with here at the Rockets. Well, my buddy, who I grew up with, his girlfriend, would sleepwalk in the nude.
Amen.
Yeah. And so my other roommate, I woke up one morning, and he looks like he's, like, perplexed, and he's, like, he feels guilty, and he doesn't know why. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, man, I couldn't sleep last night. I was sitting in the recliner, and I was just watching SportsCenter. And he goes, we'll just call it Fred. Fred's bedroom door opens up, and here comes his girl walking down the hallway, butt-ass naked, and just sat down on the couch.
Is she hot?
Right next to me.
Was she hot?
Bad.
He's
like, now I feel like I've violated our friendship. I violated the man card, everything. I'm like, was she still sleeping?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, but I don't know if I should wake her up or just like try and talk to her or try to say. But some people like sleepwalk so hard that. Easy now.
Somebody said it sounds like Ambien is the new perfect and great excuse for when you get caught. Yeah, it can be. I want to go back to the sleepwalking nude thing.
Okay.
Do you have are you friends with her on Facebook?
No.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, guys. Check it out. If you need to sell your home and you need to do it fast, you need that money quick, what you need to do is you need to call the folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers, because they're going to tell you no problem. They'll make you a cash offer and they'll buy it from you. If you're trying to get out from under your house and you need to do it fast, but you can't because you've got back taxes or delinquent HOA dues, maybe you're going through a divorce or a bankruptcy, you've lost your job, a foreclosure, it doesn't matter the reason. Call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. They'll make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. So make the call. You sit back and relax and let their team of professionals help you. They have attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff, really professional, and they're going to help you get this done with little to no stress involved at all. 281-717-6100. It's Gulf State Home Buyers. Get an understanding of your situation right now, whether it's title issues or you just need that closing to be quick. Call them. Let them help you. Let them get the job done for you. It's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Ambie and Barry, Nick and Joel until 4 o'clock as we lull you to sleep with nothing but vintage storylines. So we're really going to wait till 3 o'clock for you to get here.
We are getting tons of ambient, we're getting some ambient text. Used to take ambient and had three roommates. At some point, they all have a story of me sleepwalking into their rooms and talking, trying to sleep in their beds. Then there's this one. Ambient sex is real. My girlfriend took half and demanded sex about five times. I had to turn her down the sixth time because of work. She didn't recall a thing. I'm getting my wife some Ambien.
I was going to say, that's a bad thing?
What'd you get me for my birthday, Ambien? And
the
for my birthday.
Reloaded five times.
Halloween. Yeah, that's...
Props to you, sir.
Hold on now. Let's think about this. What's the reload period for the average man?
Like the time period between?
Yeah, about 15.
15 to 20.
Okay. So six times, that's what? That's an hour and a half of just reload time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the, we'll call it an even 15 to do it.
Total.
Yeah. Well, per.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're being generous.
Well, the further you go after you reload, the longer it takes, right?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know if I'm on my fifth time in a night, that fifth time is going to be a good hour. It's going to take a while.
I agree with that. That first time
is going to be a solid 5 minutes.
But since this guy realizes she doesn't know what's going on, he's not worried about foreplay or cuddly stroking or anything like that. I'm just trying to figure out
how long this took over the course of a night, because that fifth time could take an hour. You add the 15 for the reload for that. That's an hour 15. 45 for time number four. Let's assume that it takes 15 minutes longer each time. All right? You go from 15 to 30 to 45 to an hour. I mean, you're looking at like 5 hours when it's all said and done.
Well, Barry, let's also take into consideration she might not be the only person taking something.
Whoa. I hope he's not taking. That could make it worse. Unless it's Viagra.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, that could be too. But
there you go.
Man. Five times in a night? No thanks. What am I, 18 again?
Well, and then on his way to work, he realized that if he has an erection for longer than 4 hours, that he should probably see a medical professional.
That's a lot of times in one night. Five?
That's what I said. That was the big underlying story that's not being covered here. Five in a night, and then he says, oh, I got to go to work. Come on, bro.
Wait, what is
maybe, this? Maybe he didn't type that right. Oh, it didn't work. I got to go.
Lauren Pope said, sleepwalking dude peed in my dining room. Right then, left turn would have been the bathroom. He did the opposite. When I was a kid, I peed in the dryer and the tub, and I didn't take Ambien. Yeah, one time I just went and opened the dryer up and peed in the dryer.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
How old were you?
I was like 14. 14? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was kidding.
I was joking. I don't know how old I was, but I used to pee in the tub all the time, too, because I'd be so tired. I'd be standing next to the toilet, and I would just pee in the tub.
Your mom take a dry load of laundry out and go,
yeah,
it's
what
supposed
the hell?
To be clean. Why does it smell so salty?
I was I slept through a tornado that bounced over our house. I was a sound sleeper. I was going to say a hard sleeper, but I know you would have made a D joke, so I didn't say that.
I've heard a lot of stories, though, about people that, whether it's sleepwalking or not, take the right turn instead of the left one and do...
Yeah.
Now,
and
in college,
pee in the kitchen.
In our athletic dorm, the guys were football players in the dorm room next to me, and they grew up together in a small town in Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
But the guy in the top bunk had a problem with
wetting the
nocturnal
bed.
Especially he'd been drinking.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in the bottom bunk kept saying, well, I knew that Barron had another tough night of drinking. And we're like, how do you know that? He goes, well, because at 3 a.m., I thought it was raining outside. And then I opened my eyes and realized that there was just one stream coming from the top bunk. I was like, you know what? You guys should probably take the carpeting out of your dorm room and just leave it be tile floor.
Well, not only that, how about wear some underwear so you're not just peeing like a fountain in the air.
Well, whether he decided to pant or I don't know, but I just know that
we're going to have one rule. If you piss the bed, you're wearing underwear to bed.
Well, see, people sleep naked. It's probably the same reason why that girl was sleepwalking naked, because she was initially, she could have been sleeping naked and then she, you know, starts sleepwalking.
She's also sleeping over at her boyfriend's house, so there might have been extracurriculars.
Perhaps, yeah.
But at the same time, we always knew when Baron was at the bar or Baron was out drinking, we'd always look at his roommate and be like, looks like rain's in the forecast, big guy. Because that was his thing, man. And if he didn't, he would actually get down off the bunk and then he would go to like the corner of the room or whatever and just let it fly.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody said I pissed in my sister-in-law's dresser drawer. That is great. I love these.
Wow.
That's so funny. Oh, Barry was 33 when he did it. No, I wasn't. I was like 6 or 7.
Yes, hopefully more like 4, 5, or 6.
No, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Good times. Ambien, huh? I might have to get me some of this. My wife has me taking sleeping pills now, but it's just the over-the-counter, non-habit-forming sleeping pills.
Melatonin?
No, it's not that. That's not that hippie stuff. That hippity-dippity. It's just some sort of like, I don't know, whatever. But it does, I do sleep pretty soundly. So I could see where Ambien would, because it's really hard for me to wake up in the morning if I take a sleeping pill and I try to get up earlier than normal. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't get that 8, forget it. Like I'm not getting up. So I have to, I couldn't imagine with Ambien.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Like. I'm with you on that because I can't tell you how many times I've thanked my lucky stars that Taylor actually sleeps through the night. Because I've heard the horror stories about kids that are up every 2 hours.
Oof.
And I'm every time, like even when she has a bad night, like this weekend with the big rainstorm, she woke up at like 3 a.m. And I kept looking at the clock going, God, please go back to sleep. And, you know, and make this not a 2 or 3 hour process because you're exhausted. I can't imagine the parents that have to go through that.
Another text, brother-in-law pissed in my fridge. These are great. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, not if it's my fridge. That wouldn't be funny, but that's funny.
So, Yo Adrian, I believe, he got spell checked.
Uh-oh.
But said, I was drunk and peed in my friend's closet and on his shoes. Told him he had athlete's foot, so I was actually helping him out.
He also said, I took Ambien, went into my mom's closet butt naked and packed her clothes and luggage. My mom was tripping out. I'm telling you, dude, you got to stay away from that stuff.
In this state, it's there are right. guns. And that could Ambien. Be a big problem.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so 2 in the books, 1 to go. Plenty more show. Barry's got some non-sports stuff he wants to get off his chest. So we got that coming up. We've also still got to talk about base brawl that happened yesterday. And what side are you on that, Barry, since you're on Tiger's side on this? Let's see what side you are on. Are you on the Sutherland side or on the Harper side?
Okay.
As we get into base brawl. Nick, you can chime in as well, of course. You're always welcome. And we'd like you to chime in as well. So 713-780-ESPN, where you can text and call or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
ESPN 97.5.
I don't know who you are, sweetheart.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.